I've noticed a number of peculiar incidents among the members of the student body, all having to do with rock and roll music.
Wham bam, Benjamin!
Now, if you don't think this song is the greatest song ever, I will fight you.
The holidays are all about giving, so each year we share some of the best and most unique holiday tunes for the season. I'm Jim DeRogatis from WBEZ and Columbia College.
And I'm Greg Cott of the Chicago Tribune. We're once again joined by holiday music collector Andy Surzan for our 2013 Holiday Spectacular. That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and it's time now for our annual Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan, one of the greatest obscure music collectors in America for Christmas music. But Andy is doing something different this year. If you've heard him do this with us before, it generally focuses on very, beyond underground, beyond obscure, from the planet Mars, Christmas music that people would not have heard. But this year, Andy, you came to us with an idea that we were excited about. Tell us.
Well, after all these years, one thing we've totally neglected on doing the show is rock and pop Christmas stuff. And so my criteria this year was like, okay, first off, you have to be a great band. And then two, you have to have made an excellent Christmas song. So you can't just be one or the other. You have to have done both and accomplished becoming an artist of a certain stature. And then you have to have a Christmas tune that I like. And it narrowed down to a pretty tight list after a while. It's kind of amusing for me to do it. And then I started thinking, let's play this stuff this year. It's a rock and roll talk show. Let's play some rock and roll. And I got busy and put together some really classic, I think, rock and pop Christmas tunes by some of the greatest bands ever.
For fans of the obscure music, we're going to have a treat for you. We'll tell you about that later. But let's get right into the music. Andy, you want to tell us what we're going to hear coming up?
We're going to ease into it with maybe one of the most beautiful, heartfelt Christmas tunes ever by possibly one of the most underrated bands in the history of rock and roll. And I'm, of course, referring to NRBQ. And then we're going to get into that's going to segue into another more down-tempo classic from the band, their Christmas track written by Robbie Robertson, Christmas Must Be Tonight. And those two tracks will lead us into a set of five tunes. But for starters, here's NRBQ's Christmas Wish.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. This is the time of the year when all good dreams come true. I look at all the toys all under the tree. Makes me think about the way things could be. Could be people all over the world could just see them
over the world could just see them. People all over the world could just see them too.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and we are diving into Andy Surzan's rock and pop Christmas tunes for 2013.
Christmas I don't want to fight tonight with.
Cannot go wrong with the Ramones, a classic holiday mix of classic holiday songs by our own Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan, who is doing the rock and pop Christmas this year. So, classic band. I mean, you can't go wrong with the names you just played in terms of the kind of bands they are.
Yeah, you could make like a 10-hour mixtape out of those five bands and
yeah.
It'd be full of good songs.
So NRBQ and the band up top, and then you went to Cheap Trick.
Yeah, Cheap Trick, they sort of shortcutted on that one. That actually is a reinterpretation of Come On, Come On from one of the early Cheap Trick records. I think it's the second one, maybe the third, one or the other. Anyway.
But if you're cannibalizing yourself, it's not that offensive.
Right, but rewrote it, did a great job. It was important enough to them that it actually ended up on the Cheap Trick box set, which is an excellent box set of people. If you like Cheap Trick, that's got some real nuggets on it. And then after that, of course, Jesus Christ by Big Star. And that track came out of a super dark Big Star record. I don't even understand how they got on the subject of Christmas, but there's some, maybe, I don't know if it's sarcasm is the right part of it or not, right word or not, but it's Alex Chilton's, you know, that's
strange,
everywhere in his work, right?
Strange, so, but beautiful track.
Yeah, I think so. And then, of course, we closed with a song that Joey Ramone actually wrote on Christmas Eve for his girlfriend, and then the following year, I guess, they recorded it. And a big sound, a big Phil Spector-ish rock kind of sound on Merry Christmas, Don't Want to Fight.
Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, we'll get more rock and roll and pop holiday music courtesy of our own Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan. And we'll tell you shortly about the special download of this year's Christmas compilation for free at christmas.soundopinions.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and we're here with Andy Surzan, who has been an annual guest on Sound Opinions. It's over a decade now that we've had Andy on the show. Andy is the senior vice president at one of the few remaining independent music promoters in North America. They've been operating out of Chicago for more than two decades now. And Andy, this has been sort of a passion of yours, a hobby of yours from the very beginning. As long as I've known you, I've been getting copies of this annual Christmas mix that you put together. Music unlike any of us have ever heard around the holidays. And it's so refreshing to get it, because each year you see the same songs being recycled by different artists, and it's, you know, you think, well, there was 25 Christmas songs ever written. Clearly, there's a boatload of inspiration that was out there that you've been digging through the crates over the decades to find. In terms of the initial kernel of inspiration for this, what began this passion of yours?
Short version is, you know, everybody who really likes rock and roll of my generation used to make mixtapes of stuff they dug that they wanted their friends to hear. One year I made one with some Christmas tunes on it just to amuse some buddies, and ended up drinking a lot of grog and jumping around and screaming, going, this is really cool, you know, this is fun. So next year I made, you know, dubbed off about 20 of them, handed them out, and it's spiraled out of control completely at this point. There's hundreds of them that go out on an annual mailing list, and then, of course, we do the download with you guys, and this year's version is a bunch of tracks that we have played over the years on Sound Opinions that were pre-download, so pre-2005, and basically they're some of the classics from the earlier years, so people can finally have copies of those, hard copies. If you weren't on the mailing list, you know, these tunes were
this
probably unavailable.
This is your gift to the world. So at christmas.soundopinions.org, you get this free download of some of Andy's classic, obscure, From Mars tracks. But this show, we're playing great rock and pop songs that had to be a great band and B, a great Christmas song. What's this next set?
Okay, the next set starts off with one of the great British bands of all time. XTC is in the rare air without a doubt, although they are virtually invisible and, as far as I know, non-functional even at this point.
Andy, you know, like Greg and me, we don't live in the past, but isn't that a band you'd love to see? Wouldn't you love to see Andy Partridge and Colin Moulding get back together for one more go?
Well, I was lucky enough to get invited to a super rare radio promo tour, and then ended up getting to spend the afternoon with Andy Partridge. Mm. And my friend Mark from Geffen Records, who called me and said, hey, what are you doing today? I'm going to take Andy Partridge around town, and you guys should meet each other. And I was like, are you kidding? Yeah. I don't know if he wants to meet me, but I want to meet him. So we had a gas. We went out drinking that night. And they're just the best. And again, they did one Christmas tune. It was a 45. The A side was Thanks for Christmas. And the B side was kind of a disco-y sort of a track. It was called Countdown to Christmas Party Time. It came out in 83, only in Europe. This one stood the test of time. This is Thanks for Christmas by the Three Wise Men, who were XTC. And XTC fans, rare note, Colin and Andy always wrote their own songs by themselves, the two songwriters for the band. And in this one, not only did they collaborate on it, but Dave Gregory also has their maestro, multi-instrumentalist guy in the band, also got songwriting credit. So this is the only song they ever all three did together, and it's a great one. Thanks for Christmas by XTC.
Oh,
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and we are listening to Andy Surzan's Rock and Pop Christmas for 2013. More great rock and pop Christmas on Sound Opinions, brought to us by Andy Surzan. Andy, what did we just hear?
That last track was Christmas Time by the Chris Stamey Group, which is really kind of the DBs. Hulse Apple's on that, and Rigby, and those guys. And before that, we heard one of the great Christmas heavy rock tunes ever. That was Slade doing Merry Xmas, Everybody. And that was the rare Christmas smash. Like, most of these tunes weren't singles that got any airplay, or maybe not even singles at all. But that one, when it came out in the UK, sold 500,000 copies the first week, went on to sell a million singles, and was still in the charts in the middle of January.
They were the hugest band in the world.
They were. They were huge.
For 10 minutes.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just some great bands, some great Christmas music.
To get more info about this episode or download this year's holiday compilation, go to christmas.soundopinions.org. Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, Andy unveils holiday music from the lads from Liverpool. Plus, his pick for the best rock and roll Christmas song ever!
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And we are sitting here with Andy Surzan, the primo obscure Christmas music collector in America. We can say that.
An aficionado.
Now, again, Christmas.soundopinions.org, Andy has prepared the free download of some of his usual ephemera, including some of the best ever that we've played on the show, but we haven't provided as a download. But in this show, we're sticking more or less mainstream. I mean, you can't get much more mainstream than, you know, Cheap Trick and Ramones and Slade and the ultimate, right, the Beatles.
Well, 1963, they decided to do a fan club-only holiday release, and my understanding is they came out on FlexiDisc. They just basically sat around and said, hi, you know, thanks for buying our record. We really appreciate it. It's been a great year. We're having a lot of fun. It started like that, and then over the years, as the Beatles developed as artists, it got more and more obscure. But they kept doing them, and they went all the way to 1969, and by 69, they weren't even recording in the same room. They were mailing their stuff in, and Yoko Ono's on almost most of the whole thing, and John and Yoko are, like, obviously super high and just babbling on about something or other, who knows. But it's fascinating, although if you wanted to listen to them all, that's like about a 40-minute investment, and there's so much of the blah, blah, blah going on. Yeah. They just knocked these things off mostly, but yeah, they had fun with them. So what I decided to do was kind of try to cook them down to here's the songs that actually came out of this, none of which, or maybe only one of which ever was commercially released. They were snippets of songs. They weren't full songs. And then here's some of the more interesting dialogue, and here's just kind of the way to show how creative and interesting this band was, even when they were just totally, like, shooting from the hip and goofing around. And so this is my Hot Mix, Mega Mix, Cut and Paste, whatever, window into the world of the Beatles' holiday greetings.
It's been a busy year, Beatle Peatles, one way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page two. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry goo year.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
All for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed-up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
Everywhere it's Christmas, everywhere it's fun. London,
Paris, and New York,
and Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas,
and I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas,
at the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas, at the end of every year.
I said that
everywhere is Christmas, at the end of every year.
Our story opens in Corsica. On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Happy New Year, happy Christmas, happy Easter, happy autumn, happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. Wish everybody happy Christmas this year of 1968, going on 69. Happy Christmas, happy New Year, all the best to you from here. To wish everybody happy Christmas, happy New Year. From there to here, happy New Year, happy New Year, happy New Year, happy New Year.
Get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Press stop and turn and go right till I get to the bottom.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busload hip throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. Luckily, this did not kill them, and they weren't banned from the Olympic Games. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Well, here we are again. Another fab Christmas. Christmas time is here again. Ain't been round since last year. And we'd like to take this opportunity all the way from America to say Happy Christmas to you, our faithful, beloved fans all over the world who have made our life worth living. And over here I have Mr. Malcolm Evans, who's through thick and thin, would surely like to say a word of greeting at this festive occasion.
Merry Christmas, children everywhere.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
New Year.
Take two.
Say that I hope everybody listening to this has a very happy time at Christmas and has a good, fortunate, lucky new year, and a good time to be had by all.
Interplanetary Remix, page 444.
Boys arrive at BBC House.
They'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
We'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
Thank you for a wonderful year.
Carry on.
Look out for yourself. Come in.
And Christmas time's o'er, and your bonny clay is through. I'll be bristling to you, people. All the best from me to you. When the beastie drag on mutton to the heather and the glen, I'll be strutting out my tether to your arms once back again. Look away.
John Lennon, I'm betting
There were some other inducements involved in that performance, but my God, the Beatles mega mix from Andy Surzan, what a treat on Sound Opinions. That is some beautiful, deep stuff from a group that everybody thinks they know, but then you hear that and you go, what? I had no idea.
It's kind of a shame they didn't fully develop those song snippets in there, but then again, at the same time, it makes them ultra cool that they're not out there anywhere, and so I'm glad that we got a chance to play them for everybody.
This is the stuff that Andy Surzan does so well, and Andy's deepest stuff is available for free. This is a great gift to anybody who's been into the Surzan's Christmas Spectacular over the years. This is the stuff that Andy played for us in the 2001-04 period, available at christmas.soundopinions.org for free. And now, Andy, you've saved the absolute best for last.
So I'm going to give you the drum roll, Andy, and you're going to tell us the best rock and roll Christmas song of all time. Drum roll, Andy Surzan.
My pick is Father Christmas by The Kinks. First off, one of my favorite bands of all time. Second, one of the greatest songwriters in the history of rock. It is everything that's great about a Christmas song. It's got a great story. It's got a huge sound. It's written by Ray Davies. It's performed by The Kinks. How can you beat it? Father Christmas, the 1977 single by The Kinks, is my pick for the greatest rock and roll Christmas song ever.
Father Christmas by the Kinks, Andy Serzan's choice for the best rock and roll Christmas song ever. Andy, it's been an absolute pleasure doing these rock and pop Christmas songs with you this year. A reminder, christmas.soundopinions.org. That's where the free download of some more esoteric sounds can be found. Space Age Santa Sounds is the title of the compilation. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Jim, another holiday favorite. Grab some eggnog, curl up by the fire, and dig some Slayer.
Yes. Sound Opinions is produced by Jason Saldana, Robin Lynn, Anthony Martinez, and our intern is Jake Smith. Thank you so much, Andy Serzan, and Merry Christmas, Andy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me come back and play my music. I'm looking forward to next year.
Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So give us a call on our hotline, 888-859-1800.
New messages.
Hi, this is Al from Seattle, Washington. I wanted to call in regards to the Lou Reed show. It was terrific. I was watching some television after, and it was hard to see Lou Reed's Perfect Day used in an ad just after his death for a video game. You know, two guys killing a bunch of stuff. I don't know what Lou had in mind. But if you got a nice paycheck out of it, so be it.
Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
Hi, Jim and Greg. My name is Denise. The reason I'm calling is to thank you for doing your Lou Reed show. I have had a long and rich, however one-sided, history with Lou. I bought Walk on the Wild Side the summer of its release, which was in my 11th year. Then, of course, came New York, which was, you know, the perfect record. My best friend and I would listen to that record while we were waiting for a cab in my marginally dangerous neighborhood. The cab would never come, but I just remember having a blast listening to that record.
He's gonna end up on the dirty boulevard. He's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard.
Hey, Jim and Greg. This is Eli Lurie from Media, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. I just listened to your episode on songs about the record industry, and I wanted to share with you two of my favorite songs. The first is Pork and Beans by Weezer. In this song, a now middle-aged Rivers Cuomo sounds fed up with a record company that's telling him to get new sunglasses and to lose weight and to work with Timbaland to get back on the charts. The other song is Sell Out by the funny and irreverent ska band Real Big Fish. It's a hilarious song and a really great ska song.
You're gonna go to the record store. You're gonna give them all your money. Radio plays what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool. I just don't believe it. Sell out with me. Oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be alright.
Hi, Jim and Greg. This is Dirk from Atlanta. I'm calling about the reactions to your music industry show. I got to say, I'm disappointed that you didn't see fit to mention a Kinks album from 1970, Lola versus Man and the Money Go Round. It's not all of it explicitly about the music biz, but certainly the last three songs that close side one are. You've got Top of the Pops, a really angry song about going to the Top of the Pops.
Strange how people want you when the record's high. When it drops down, they just pass you by. And now my agent called me on the telephone. He said, son,
your record.
just got to number one.
And then you've got this very music hall sounding thing called Money Go Round, which is about what happens to all that money that you thought you were going to get.
Robert owes half to Granville, who in turn gave half to Larry, who adored my instrumentals. And so he gave half to a foreign publisher. He took half the money that was earned in some far distant land, gave back half to Larry, and I end up with half of goodness knows what. Can somebody explain why things go on this way? I thought they were my friends.
Anyway, love your show. I love everything you're doing, and keep up the great work. Bye-bye.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.